Good morning. It is Thursday, March 2nd at 11 p or 11 a.m., not 11 p.m. That would be very, very different. It would not be this sunny out. Today is actor Daniel Craig's 49th birthday. Happy birthday, Daniel Craig. In your honor, I'm not going to play a Bond theme on the show today because you don't want to play James Bond anymore because you're stupid. It's been 56 years since President John F. Kennedy announced the creation of the Peace Corps, so shout out to foreign policy liberalism. And we are approximately 2 days away from the resignation of Attorney General Jeff Sessions. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford, and this is the Astro Hour. Here we go.
In this present crisis, government is not the solution to our problem. Is the solution to our problem.
Are you unhappy, girl, in this confusing world where everything you earn is getting left to burn? If it were up to me, the living would be free, and I can give you that, and I can give you
at the break of dawn, till one by one they were gone. Back at base, bugs in the software flash the message, something's out there, floating in the summer sky. 99 red balloons go pop. I'm standing pretty in the dust that was a city. If I could find a souvenir just to prove the world was here, and here it is, a red balloon. I think of you and let it go.
That was Can You Hear Me? Yes. My headphones just weren't working. This show is racked with technical difficulties. I love it. So, that was Islands in the Stream by Kenny Rogers and Dolly Parton, which is one of my favorite songs. I just learned how to play it acoustically, and I can't stop playing it. Before that was 99 Red Balloons, which is, of course, the Goldfinger's cover of Nena's 99 Luftballons, but it's an English translation, and it's a little harder, so I like it. I like Nena's version, obviously, a lot as well, but this one is the one I've been listening to recently, so I'm going to play it. See, the problem with these playlists is I make them weeks in advance, and then I just don't stop listening to them to critique them and change them and whatnot, but they're all songs that I'm like super, super excited about, and then I listen to them for a week, and by the time I get to play them on the show, I'm just sitting here, and I'm like, okay, cool. Like, great. Let's get on to the next one. Before that was Lemon Demon, because I try to play Neil Cicerigo every show, with Reaganomics off of the album Spirit Phone. I actually just discovered that one the other day. This is the exception to the rule, I guess, that I just laid out. Amazing song. Go check out all of Neil Cicerigo's stuff. It's amazing. And then I opened up the show today with Fun by Blondie, which is a Blondie single that got released a month ago today, actually, on February 1st. I love Blondie, and I was just Googling Blondie posters. Today's actually going to be a double Blondie day. Hint, hint, later, for those of you intrigued. I was just Googling posters, and I'm probably going to buy one in the next 10 or so minutes. This is 91.5 WMFO in Medford. This is the Astro Hour. I will come up with more stuff to say later. But first, in honor of... Is it his birthday? There was some Nirvana Kurt Cobain anniversary recently. There might have been two, actually. I think it was yesterday. It was the 23rd anniversary of their last show, or the show that would become their last show. And I think it was Kurt Cobain's 50th birthday a couple days before that. Hold on, someone's texting me. I wonder if they have the answer to that. No, that was just Christina saying that she loves that I'm playing Islands in the Stream. Thank you so much, Christina. I love you too, and I also love Islands in the Stream. So in honor of whatever Nirvana anniversary happened, or when it happened in the past week, I think two happened in the past week, here is the song that everyone thinks is Silver when it's actually Sliver. I just learned that like 5 minutes. Actually, I've relearned it like 1,000 times in my head, so I can't keep track of which name is the correct name unless I'm actually looking at the name of the song, but it is Sliver off of Incesticide. Here we go.
Mom and Dad went to a show. They dropped me off at Grandpa Joe's. I kicked and screamed, said, please, no. Grandma take me home, grandma take me home, grandma take me home.
And we're back. That was a bit of a short set, but we're back. That was Nirvana with Sliver, followed by Driftless Pony Club with Inspectors of Inspectors, arguably my favorite song. I would definitely put it up there. I've classified it as my favorite song before, so we'll put it there. Driftless Pony Club, amazing stuff. Go listen to it. I play them every episode. And then that was the second Blondie of the day with One Way or Another, classic. Great. Great stuff. Actually, I forgot to mention, it is a double Blondie day, but it's also a double Nirvana day, if we can get to that point in the playlist. So, look forward to that. If you liked, A, the idea of doing two tracks from the same artist per show, and B, like Nirvana, which who doesn't, honestly. Anyway, it's PSA time. Here we go. I was going through the PSA binder, and I found one that I think is super, super, super important for everyone, and I agree with every single thing that this PSA says. No matter how you feel about current gun laws, everybody should know the most crucial rules about handling any firearm. Rule zero, all guns are always loaded, period. Rule number one, never point a gun at anything you're not willing to destroy, period. Rule 2, keep your finger off the trigger until your sights are on target and you have made your decision to shoot and destroy. And rule 3, be sure of what of your target and what lies beyond your target. And otherwise, don't be an idiot. I mean, seriously, don't point your gun at anything, no matter who you are, no matter what situation you're in. Don't point it at anything that you don't want dead. Even if you're not trying to make it dead, unless you are sure that you want it dead, don't... Okay, we kind of got off of the PSA and moved on to my personal beliefs. I should have ended it with PSA from WMFO in Medford. Whatever. For those of you who listened to the last program, I just want to respectfully add just a couple of facts to the last program for any of you who are listening, and also... For those of you who weren't listening, just some interesting facts to think about. In the president's latest order, executive order on immigration, they actually expanded the idea of what constitutes a crime if you are an undocumented immigrant, what crimes you can be deported for, to include immigration crimes, which means that you can be deported for immigration crimes. Period. Which is not... So when people make the argument that we should be deporting people who are committing violent crimes, that is not what this administration has been doing. This administration has put actions forward to make it possible to deport people for existing in the country, and he's repeatedly said that along the campaign trail. I try not to be political on the show. I don't really want to, but I thought that that was an interesting point to put out. He's repeatedly said that on the campaign trail, and he has not gone back on that, given his current policies. Anyway, let's get serious again. Let's get less serious, I guess. Yes, I wrote all of that down, if you can hear the paper folding. Let's get back into music, which is what I came here to do, at the end of a long week of classes and problem sets and math and no sleep. I just want to share my music with you good people. And by that, I mean impress my music tastes onto others. So here's a song by my favorite band on probably my second favorite album from that band. Here is the White Stripes with a song from that second favorite album of mine. Here we go. Thank you.
you.
Thank you.
what I can get. Hellcat color cars like funhouse mirrors. Stick to the shadows and I can. Lovecraft and Brook. When the sun goes down, the armies of the voiceless, several hundred thousand strong, are without their bandages, their voices raised in song. And when the streetlights sputter out, they make this awful sizzling sound. I cast my gaze toward the pavement, too many bloodstains on the ground. Rhode Island drops into the ocean, no place to call home anymore. Lovecraft and Brook.
And we're back. That was Lovecraft in Brooklyn by the Mountain Goats. Great band that I just started listening to after I heard a lot of their songs at NerdCon. I went to NerdCon. Nothing much more to say. Before that was Tusk by Fleetwood Mac. One of my recent favorite songs because I just heard it recently as well. I'm discovering a lot of new music recently. I'm in a big creative spike. My sister currently is in Disney World and she was asking for a hashtag to document her journey, and I told her hashtag Fleetwood Zach, and then I just started listening to a lot of Fleetwood Mac recently, so there's the story behind that. I'd like to send out a special thanks to Evan, I believe is his name, who subbed for me last week when I was in my midterm. He did a great job. Thank you, Evan. I'm proud to call that an episode of the Astro Hour. It was a great playlist, great host. I hope he gets to do more shows. And that midterm went pretty well, if I do say so myself. Linear algebra is not as hard as calculus, for those of you interested in vector spaces. Got a couple songs left before the show is over, and here's one that I was obsessed with in high school by MGMT, and it's not the one that you're thinking of. Here we go.
Oh, Oh,
And we're back. That was Fat Bottom Girls by Queen. One of my favorite songs. It's just so good. It's great walking music. You know, if you're just like walking to a class down Boston Avenue, I do that all the time. Just hearing that pounding in your head, I love it. Great. And before that was Brian Eno by MGMT. MGMT writing a song about guitarist Brian Eno. And I love it. And I was obsessed with it in high school. I was obsessed with a lot of songs in high school, to be fair. Although that was actually probably the healthiest one that I was obsessed with. Up next is Strike the Box with Chris. Great show coming up. Thank you guys so much for your time. And here, again, in honor of that Nirvana anniversary that I was talking about earlier, which I don't really remember which one it was, here is Nirvana doing a cover. Thank you for listening. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford. I've been Zach Going, and this has been the Astro Hour.
It's a cover song by a band called The Vaseline's. Y'all here?
And you gotta like it. lot of people sitting down by the light. A lot of people wanna get known. Let's stop for tonight. A lot of people wanna get known. Just this tonight. Remember.